Now, as we once again continue with the ministration on the simulations, I'd like to once again remind you that this sermon is primarily meant to completely not just do the mindset revolution, but it is to create a total mind shift where you will understand the basics, real basics of kingdom principles and kingdom worth. As I said in my introduction, during the preamble, when I was sharing this message, I did mention to say that the devil gives money. God gives money. It's so important to understand how the two can give you resources. And we looked at a deeper level on how the devil can give you resources. Amongst the things we looked at, we saw that the devil can give you money through corrupt practices. There are people right now who are rich because they are corrupt. There are evil ways. Some people right now, they are paid money because they killed someone. We can't say it's God. There are people right now who are rich because of different oppression they are doing on other people. I'm sharing this message to you because it is a mandate. It's a mandate, it's our calling. It is our jurisdiction that we should be having resources to advance God's agenda. We're not here because we want money to accumulate wealth for ourselves. We are discussing this subject matter because we want to serve God with our resources and not putting and fixing our eyes on materialism. That's where the difference is. So they want money for themselves. We want money for the kingdom. And the source of their money could be greed, exploitation, corruption, evil practices, etc. Our source of money is honest, integrity, our stewardship, us being custodians. There are many ways how we get our worth. So God gives people money and the devil too can give you money. Now it happens that certain people pray in church asking God for financial blessing without knowing that all the words they are looking for are not godly. Amongst others, the devil gives people money apart from evil practice and corruption, compromise and temptations. There are people who get tempted, people who compromise because of money. And that's not godly. So we may have people in church who says, I need money right now. I need to have money. I need to have this. I need to have that. I need to have that. And the only way I can get it is I have to compromise. That's not godly. So we see in the Bible, there was a prophet by the name Balaam. His real name, Baalam. This Balaam, we see he was paid money and he was a man of God. He was given money. This money, according to the scripture, you could put in two houses. Not in one room, no, but two houses. The Bible says the amount of money could fit two houses. He was paid to go and curse the people of God. Should we say God gave him the money?
No.
That's not godly. Now imagine you meet such a guy and you're admiring him to say, I don't know why we pray, but these people are rich. It's an insult. We as believers have our own way of getting money. The people we see, we do not understand. We don't even know where they get their money. But let's go back in the same Bible. Let's look at people who were so rich, and the one who blessed them was God. The first man to look at is Joseph. He never stole from anyone. There was no corruption, no evil practice. He actually ran away to compromise and to fall under temptation. The man used godly principles and wisdom to manage the economic crisis of Egypt. The man used what we call prophetic appendectomy. The ability to understand how to use both hands, offensive and defensive economic mechanism in the prophetic. Oh, are you here, somebody? You're home. I think you are. So in the prophetic, there is what we call prophetic appendectomy. The ability where, you know, when you are doing a business, right? You open a business. In the name of Jesus, I open a business. It will move well. That is offensive. Now you open it. You open another business. That you are being offensive in the prophetic. But you may end up opening it, it's closed. Opening it is closed. You are good at offensive, but not defensive. So what you have opened, what you are managing, you should also be able to defend, to protect it from falling and closing. The ability to be offensive and defensive, it is what we call prophetic appendectomy. An appendectomous person is a person who is able to use both hands, the left hand and the right hand. So when you are fighting with a person, he uses one hand to beat you up, and one hand to defend himself. So if you are fighting with a person, if he changes position like this, it means he wants to use this hand. But if a person stands like this, you don't even know which hand is going to come on your face. So look at Joseph. Joseph became a wealthy man. If you read in the scripture, the people from Canaan to Egypt, all of them agreed, why must we die with poverty when we have Joseph? I'm talking to somebody, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine you getting into a level when everyone says, why should I be suffering financially when that woman is there? Imagine you getting into a level when people begin to say, why must I suffer when that man is there? This is a level we are talking about. The man became so rich and helped the whole economy of Egypt and helped so many people in a godly way. Some here, prophet. That's what we're talking about. We as God's people must reach a level where we become solutions to economies, collapsing economies. What should be the words when people say, we are looking at, they should be looking at you for solutions. We are the solution. We must be solutions. Let's look at another person who became a billionaire through godly principles. Joseph of Arimathea. Apart from Joseph of Egypt, there is another one in the New Testament. His name also was called Joseph. And this man, the Bible says, was a disciple of Jesus. But he was a wealthy man. He was devoted, faithful in all his ways. And he's a man who used his resources to buy the grave site of Jesus' burial. This is what's going to happen. God will bless you to a level where you will become a voice. That's where we are dealing with inseminations. Will you become the voice of God when he blesses you or not? That's the simulation we'll be dealing with it tonight. Simulation number 5, right? We're going to number 5, right? Testing whether you will become God's voice with your worth, or you will remain silent. This is a very important simulation, because the reason why God will give you finances, the reason why God will bless you, give you the job you're looking for, or promote you, or open up and give you wisdom to manage the businesses that you're trying to do, it is because God understands you must become a voice. That's why I tell you, I am a prophet on the pulpit, but I'm also a financial prophet. And you may not be a pulpit prophet, but you can become a financial prophet. Meaning, using your money, you become the voice of God. Amen. How many are receiving?
I receive.
This has nothing to do with greed, nothing to do with humanism, nothing to do with self, nothing to do with me, I, and myself. This is all about God's kingdom. In this simulation, we want you, everyone, to go into that. Imagine I'm a billionaire. Will I become the voice like Joseph of Arimathea? When the church is laid bare, naked on the cross, the body of Christ is the church. There are no chairs in the church. The church is naked on the cross. The church, there are no instruments. There is no building for the church. I will take away the shame. I want to be the man or the woman to remove the shame on the cross of the body of Christ. I want to remove the shame on the cross of the church. Will you be that person? Will you become the voice through your resources? Or you remain quiet and pretend as if you're not seeing the problem? So in this simulation, we are checking, because if we are praying to say, God, I need a miracle, God, I need a breakthrough, we must have the basis. The Bible says, come and what? Let us reason together. Present your matter. Present your matter. Why do you need money? And most of you have got no clue. The all reasons why you need money can only have the source of the devil and not God. Because God, if you want something from him, you must have the purpose. You must have the mandate that affiliates with his purpose. There must be kingdom fraternity. You must be a person who understands, I need to do this. God cannot just bless you to accumulate the wealth for yourself. That's not how God blesses people. Some here.
I am here.
Are you here, somebody? I'm asking again, are you here, somebody?
Yes.
So we look at Joseph. Why did he become rich? Because God saw, if I exhort this Joseph, there is no wickedness in him. There's no compromise in Egypt. When he becomes rich, he will help the 11 brothers. And a nation called Israel, he will sponsor it. He single-handedly, Joseph in Egypt, he managed, one man sponsored the whole creation of the nation of Israel using money from his pocket. A nation was born called Israel by one man's sponsorship. Imagine if it can be you. Where you say, I want to sponsor the television. I want to sponsor the evangelism in the ministry. I want to sponsor the construction of all churches in my country. Imagine if you can say, I want to build schools for the poor. I prophesy. I see you as a rising star. I see you from afar. I see you from afar. Thus says the Lord, I see you from afar. You are rising like a star. Receive in the name of Jesus. Testing whether your money will make you become a voice, or you will remain silent during critical moments when God wants you. I pray in this season that whenever you pray for resources, don't just pray for money, pray for purpose. Because God does not bless who you are. He blesses purpose. Are you here?
Yes.
What was the calling of Samson? To kill all the Philistines. And what did God give him? Power. Strength. That at one day he killed how many? 2,000 in a single day. Because his calling was to kill them. So the amount of power that was given to him was in accordance to the mandate he has to do. If the job to kill those people was small, God could have given him little ability. The more the ability, the more the job. If you want more resources, more responsibility. So we have people praying for breakthrough. But all what they are thinking, it's me, I, myself, and my family. I want to build more houses. I want to have a fancy life. Come on. Why do you want to have them? There must be a reason. You want to have them so you can keep on having more money to assist the kingdom mandate. If there is nothing like that, just work hard without putting the name of God. Because it's either you did it by your own strength. It's either you did it through wicked ways, having the devil as a sponsor. Or it was God who put his finger. According to the scripture in Deuteronomy 8, from verse 17 to 18, the scripture says,
then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hands have gained me this wealth.
You see that? God says there is a possibility that you will think it is your own hard working. In other words, the hard work of yourself. Some of you went to school, you got a job, you're working. That's a normal way of doing things. But being worthy is different. Because there must be a supernatural intervention. Either God blesses you with wisdom or knowledge or an idea. Will you become the voice? Will you be a person who says, no, I will use my influence to defend the kingdom, to help the kingdom? Will you? I pray that God open your eyes. May God open your eyes. As I minister to you, may He open your eyes. So what is the faith action that I want to give you? Imagine you are so rich and God has blessed you. Faith action. Publicly, acknowledge God's role in your success and use the platform to inspire others and to create an influence through your resources. Publicly, you have to acknowledge publicly. I'm preparing you. Can I ask a question? Why am I teaching you this? Holy money is coming. I have seen it. The problem is you're not seeing it. The problem is people are not seeing what I'm seeing. The Bible says when prophets come like this and prepare people, I'm preparing you so that the money shouldn't take you to hell. Money shouldn't actually take you out of God's presence. Money shouldn't overwhelm you. Money shouldn't even make you hate your marriage, your family, your kids, your husband. Money shouldn't even make you now stop praying. When money comes, you should still go into your prayer room with $1 billion in your account. Because some of you will never do it. You will never do it. I promise you, you will never do it. That's why we have to make to make these these simulations. We must have these simulations. We must see it before having it. God said to Abraham, if you can see it, as far as you can see it, it shall be yours. Experience it. Some of you right now, you're watching him with your wife together like this. We receive. Let money come. You'll be fighting. That's why you need this teaching. Someone, you're watching me right now. You're alone. You're watching me now. Oh, not me. In the name of Jesus, shut up. It is Hanka talking. It's lack of money. Are you sure you have got... Right now, you're watching me because you know that there's a bill that you want God to help you. Some of you are watching me because you have got a child that is sick. Some of you have got issues with the courts. Will you still need a prophet when you have got lawyers? You have got doctors at your disposal. You have got everything in your house. Will you still sit down and watch a man of God? Now, if something is small thing, you rush to Malawi for direction, Papa. Esh. I've noticed almost everybody who comes to see me as an international visitor, they have a problem. When would I start having people coming here just to say, I've not come here with a problem. I just came here to worship your God. I want to cast my crown on the altar. I want to cast the crown. It's my worship to God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God is turning around your life. His praises. You know what God said to Moses? Moses said, God, I want to see you. He said, what? He said, I want to see you. God said, you want to see me? He said, yeah, I want to see you. God said, don't worry. I will make my goodness to pass before you. Sometimes the goodness of God in our lives, it is God passing by. That's why people say, I have seen God this year. Just His goodness. In this season. I said in this season. Receive your financial breakthrough. Ever ask yourself a question, why you pray for breakthroughs and breakthroughs don't come? Do you know why the walls of Jericho had to collapse? God said, if you want these walls to collapse, you have to worship me. The purpose of the breakthrough, it has to teach you how to worship. If your breakthrough will not teach you how to worship, forget about it. So they were told to be moving 7 times a day. Imagine you should be moving like this, worshiping God, singing 7 times, singing, walking, singing. And you, there is no worship, all you're looking for is a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough. It will be a breakthrough. If you want a breakthrough, your breakthrough must teach you, must lead you to worship, to recognize Yahweh. Because if you will not, how will you worship God with your finances? And it's a reason why God said, if you want to have a breakthrough, if you want the walls to collapse, you will have to worship. You will have to learn how to worship. Because this breakthrough of the walls of Jericho must take you into worship. If you want a breakthrough financially, it has to take you into worship. It has to teach you how to worship. This is why we are doing this simulation. Testing if your miracle, if your finances will put you at a place of spiritual influence. Spiritual voice, economic voice, or compromise. And it's a reason why you need to understand this. When we are dealing with a simulation, we begin to think like, okay, let's be real. Because most of you just pray, Father, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. You don't look at all these things. And God is quiet. When you see all the people in the Bible who God gave them resources, there was a purpose. Look at Abraham. The Bible says he was rich in silver, in gold, and in livestock. Why? The Bible says, read how many moments and times where he went and built an altar. Again and again, he built an altar. Not only that, he used his money for job creation, community impact. He changed lives. How many people did he employ? Read it. The Bible says, for he employed hundreds of servants. Read your Bible. There was job creation. He changed the whole community. Helped so many people. And that's where God wants us to be. Creating jobs. Imagine being God's people. Changing lives. Touching many lives. Look at Solomon. Who gave Solomon wealth? God himself. He even told him, I will give you wealth such that no one and no one in the future will acquire the type of wealth I'll give you. It was not the devil. It wasn't the devil. God said, I will give you. How did God give him? Wisdom. Solomon, through wisdom, created collaborations and partnerships in business enterprise with the kings of Dubai, kings of Arabia. The Bible says they brought unto him thousands of kilograms of gold to an extent that silver was common in Israel as a mere stone. You would be walking like this and you find a silver stone, you'd use it to chase something. Only in the days of Solomon. Receive in the name of Jesus. I told you this, a time will come in your family, in your house, when you are fighting each other, you'll be using bundles of dollars. So, baby, I don't like this. A bundle of pounds. She'll be like, hey, I'm my husband. You put in a purse. Financial violence. Economic warfare. This is a type of slaps the Bible says when they hit you this side. You say, baby, hit me the other side as well. Receive. The church is on the rise. I said the church is on the rise. You are on the rise. We'll make money through our entities, our enterprises. We'll open companies. We'll work so hard. But we have got a purpose. We have a mandate. We have a prophetic mandate. Are you here, right? And I taught you the wisdom already. Remember those wisdom I taught you? I said, first, we'll create alignments like we have never created. We align ourselves to technology. We align ourselves to knowledge. We align ourselves to right people, right friends. Not just say, she's my friend. And there is no wisdom. You learn it from her. I break those relationships in Jesus' name. May that friend this year who has no wisdom to impact your life, may that friend never locate you this year. The devil is packaging a friend right now who is just going to come to me and say, hi, hi, give you unnecessary attention and they'll impact nothing and they'll waste your time. May that friend never locate you this year. God will give you people who will impact, who will challenge you. People who will say, move on, my sister. Move on, brother. People who believe in you. They'll believe in your future. And when you chat, after you finish chatting, you'll be challenged to do more. Partnerships, collaborations. Align yourself with the right people. Align yourself like David. God said to David, you'll be a king. He wasn't in his house waiting, I'll be a king. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a prophecy from Prophet Samuel, I'll be a king. No. He began to align himself. He knew, I'm not from the king's house. I'm not from the family. I'm not a prince. But I've got a prophecy. What must I do? Oh, he had a wisdom. He went and married the king's daughter. Not only that, he needed a friend. The best friend of David, imagine, has got a prophecy, he'll be a king. Then he goes to make a friendship with an ordinary guy. His best friend was from the palace, the son of a king. His name was Jonathan. Aligning himself with a prophecy. I'll be a king. I need to think like someone who's a prince. Even my friend must be a king's son. So I begin to learn. Not only that, he even took an offer to work in the palace as a musician. Aligning himself. Not only did he stop there. He said, what must I do? What is the trend? The trend that moment was Goliath. He said, I'll go for this trend. Wow. Are you here? Yes. Now imagine just, Papa, you prophesied to me. I gave a prophecy to a certain woman. I said, you'll be married to a white woman, to a white guy. Papa, me? I said, yeah, a white guy will marry you. And this woman was living in a location where no white people stay. If you are shopping, you now even change where to shop. Exactly. Start shopping where white people are. Align yourself with the prophecy. Jesus. In a location where only black people. waiting for prophecy to come to pass. Are you here? Alignment. So when we are talking about what I'm teaching you right now, begin to align yourself. Begin to have jobs, apply, extend your market reach. Begin to do things right now. Like, okay, let me open this. Let me do this. Let me do that. Begin to have, I have this company. Let me have a website. You have no website. Some of you know, even if your own brother doesn't even know the company you have, and you think you have customers. Even on your WhatsApp, you don't even have a WhatsApp business. Even just what is it we can see that you are doing something and you are believing God for a breakthrough? That's not being prophetic, because prophetic ministry is futuristic in nature. We see the future, we have an advantage. We have wisdom, we have knowledge. The Bible even said the spirit of wisdom shall be upon him. The spirit of knowledge for what? Wisdom for what? For intercession? Knowledge for what? For, is it for prayer? To use it. To use it. Because God, he has got this thought about us. They should dominate. And dominating in marketing is not a simple word. If you did the marketing, you know the meaning of market dominance. You know the meaning of market dominance. It means the product is enjoying an advantage. It has created a monopoly capital. It controls. I'm going to turn to somebody right here. It controls. And that's what God said. He said, go and dominate. Then you open a company, it's closed. You open this, it's closed. Is there dominance there? Is there dominance? No dominance. You are not a prophetic apex predator. But I pray, because as you are listening to this ministration I'm ministering to you, there is a wisdom that is coming to you and a certain holy anger before June. May you touch millions. I want you to raise up a right hand and make this confession after me. It says, I raise my hands. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree and declare.
I decree and I declare.
I will become a prophetic voice.
I will become a prophetic voice.
Through the financial stewardship.
Through the financial stewardship.
Bestowed upon me.
Bestowed upon me.
I decree and I declare.
I decree and I declare.
That I will never remain the same.
That I will never remain the same.
In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' holy name.
I declare dominion.
Dominion
over international trade and finance.
Over international trade and finance.
Setting the terms of global commerce.
Setting the global commerce.
I am a global financial. Shaping markets.
And economies
with precision
and authority.
I refuse to live in lack. In the name of Jesus. My hands are blessed.
To handle and multiply.
Wealth.
On a global scale.
I am ordained. To rule the world.
With wisdom.
Fairness.
And authority.
I am the power behind.
I am the power behind.
The influence
that
awaits me.
that are worth me.
In the name of Jesus.
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 I declare my seat.
I declare my seat.
At the global tap, at the global table.
At a global table.
Of power.
Of power.
Influencing laws.
Influencing laws.
Policies.
Policies.
And the markets.
And markets.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By divine ordination.
By divine ordination.
I am an economic leader.
I am an economic leader.
A global leader.
A global leader.
Who rules the world.
Who rules the world.
With excellence.
With excellence.
By divine ordination.
By divine ordination.
The systems of this world.
The systems of this world.
Yield to my divine assignment.
Yield to my divine assignment.
And authority.
And authority.
I control.
I control.
The corridors.
The corridors.
Of international doors.
Of international doors.
I control.
And I control.
The corridors.
The corridors.
Of financial breakthroughs.
Of breakthrough.
Every
trade route,
come to me now.
Come to me now.
Every
promotion,
come to my address.
Come to my address.
I decree and declare.
I decree and I declare.
I am a custodian.
I am a custodian
of unlimited wealth.
Of unlimited wealth
for divine purposes.
For divine purposes.
I own and steward.
And steward
natural resources.
Natural resources
that power global industries.
That power global industries.
I decree that my influence.
That my influence
is bigger than me.
Is bigger than me.
Through my influence.
Through my influence.
I will
advocate
Jesus Christ. His teachings. His policies. In Jesus' name. I declare. Divine backing. In every financial and business decision I make. I declare divine backing in every financial
and business decision I make
spiritual wisdom
elevates me
above
in the name of Jesus
wherever you are, I pray as we make these confessions, you will be elevated in all spheres of life.
Hallelujah.
Whether through academics.
Yes,
sir. Whether through your job.
Yes, sir.
Whether through promotions.
Yes,
sir. I speak alignments.
In Jesus' name.
That will benefit you.
In Jesus' name.
I declare wisdom. Ideas.
Yes,
that will come into your spirit.
Yes,
and you will create worth.
Yes.
And this worth will be for kingdom mandate. Receive in the name of Jesus.